And again, we're going to ask everyone to pray for at least 2 minutes. Okay, let's open up with our prophetic declaration. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing, and even at this call in this moment that we are in, to lift your name up in prayer. Because, Father, you said, if my people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that this place, this space that we're in, it is a holy and it is a sanctified place. We declare new beginnings for your people everywhere. We declare miracles and open doors for your people. Father, we decree, Father, that we are the head and not the tail. We declare peace in the lives of your people. We declare wholeness. Father, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray and we declare that all shall be well because we are moving according to your will and your purpose. And Father, we declare, even as we stand in this space where we call miracles.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor.
In the name of Jesus. Prophetess Naomi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Open up the lines so we can start praying in the spirit. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God, that where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, you are in the midst of us. We thank you, Lord God, that we remember you because it is you that give us power to gain wealth. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing on this call even now, destroying every yoke of bondage, destroying, loosing every shackle, setting the captive free, healing the sick, Lord God, bringing deliverance, Lord God. And we lift up, Lord God, our archbishop and our pastor. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy that comes against them one way flee seven ways, because there is no weapon that is formed that can prosper against them. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are requiring prayer and intercession. Lord God, we pray for healing. We pray for victory. We pray for deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up the Syrian people, Lord God, even now. Lord, we ask that your angels of mercy and protection begin to save them alive, God. Raise up a people, God, a voice that will protect and intercede in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you right now for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together and pray on this evening, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing right now, Lord God, in this season. We thank you for the Syrian people, Lord God. We ask that you protect them even now, Lord God. We thank you for our government, Lord God. We ask that you touch their minds and touch their hearts, Lord God, such that they operate with wisdom in this time, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of protection that you have over our lives and everyone that are that have connected with us, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for our children, Lord God. We thank you for protecting them and watching over them, Lord God. We thank you for our neighbors, Lord God, and we thank you for our police officers and others in our community, Lord God. We thank you for all the things that you are doing in our church, Lord God. We thank you for the people that the ministry is touching even now in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and lift them up, Lord God, as they strengthen your people. We lift up Aisha Cooper before you, Lord God, tonight. We just see her perfect, hold, and complete, Lord God. We also lift up the Bostic family and continue to be with them as Minister Bostic continues in his speedy recovery, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We worship you, we praise you, Father God. We thank you for another opportunity to come together as one in this sacred and precious place, Father God, that you've orchestrated under the angels of this house, our Archbishop Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan and Prophetess Lady Pastor Deborah. Father God, we thank you for the angels that gave them birth. We thank you for the children and the grandchildren, Father God, and we thank you for those that are to come. Father God, we thank you for the prophets in this house. We thank you for the apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in this house. Every ministerial auxiliary, we thank you for. We thank you, Father God, for the deacons, the deaconesses, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, for every partner, Father God, every precious partner that is on this line, and even those that are not on this line that are represented in this house, Father God, that sow their seeds into this ministry. Father God, we plead your blood over each and every one of us in our households, God. As we come, we thank you right now. We humble ourselves and ask you to cleanse us with the blood of Jesus as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We enter the holy place, we acknowledge you as the bread of life and that you are the illuminator. You are, hallelujah, the one that's all-knowing, the omniscient God. You are the all-wise God. You are the one that gives revelation. You are the revelator. And Father God, we thank you that you are the light of men. And Father God, we ask right now that our prayers will come up before you as incense, that as we come before you, that you teach us what true worship is all about. As we come together in a deeper intimacy and place in you, Lord, we ask that our prayers would come up before you and that you would not only hear but answer as we make intercession for others. We want to thank you right now for taking us, my God, into the holy place with you in your presence, God, which is ever with us, God. We thank you for taking us past the veils of our flesh. We thank you for taking us past the veils of our mind. We thank you for taking us past the veils of our emotions. God, we thank you for taking us past the veils of distractions and hindrances of any kind or sort. We thank you that we cast every care that we have upon you. Father God, remember, hallelujah, Sister Aisha, Father God, as she go tomorrow for surgery, Father God, we ask that you would guide the mind of the doctor, that you would guide the mind of the surgeon, God, and all of the equipment that the surgeon would use, Father God, every medical personnel that shall be working with her, God. We pray that the spirit of the Almighty, you, God, would rest upon them, and every decision would be made, would be divinely made of you, and that she would come through the surgery successfully. We claim her victory right now. We thank you for Prophet Stephen Bostic, Father God, as all the miracles that you've already been doing and you continue to do, and every person that has a petition, God, hear and answer, and we be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together and stand in agreement in prayer. Thank you for the perseverance and right divine connection on the call tonight, Lord God, that your will be accomplished as we meet together. And pray for, Lord, that you will strengthen the bodies of those that are going through health issues right now. Thank you for your covering that is upon each one of us, Lord God, and your protection and guidance and direction. Uplift those that are dealing with health issues, Father, and restore strength and healing to their bodies, Lord God. Thank you for your protection in that, Lord God. And uplift the hearts of those who are going through discouraging times or other issues, Lord God, financial issues, things like that, Lord God. Just uplift our hearts. Continue to strengthen your people, O God, and the hearts of your people, and help us to continue to look up to you, Lord God, to lift up our heads to you from where our help comes, Lord God, and not be swayed by this circumstance or that circumstance or what our feelings might be, Lord God. Help us to set aside whatever heavy weight we are carrying that we need not be carrying, Father, and take on your burden, which is light. Your word declares, Father, your burden is light. Thank you for your joy, and thank you for your peace, O God, and your comfort as well. Bring healing to those that need healing, not only in their bodies, but in their hearts and minds, O God. As people have gone through different things, bring healing, health, and strength, O God, and joy and peace. So just speak that, Lord, to your people tonight, and continue to bring revelation and clarity of what you have put in our hearts to do, Lord God, that you will put that intention in our hearts, and we will look to you to bring it about the way you want to as we simply move forward in obedience. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, and that you are all that we need, Lord God. You're our provision, you're our strength, and all that we need, whatever we need, you are that, Lord God. That's your name, the I Am. And so we thank you, Lord, that whatever we are in need of, you are that. And it's already been accomplished on our behalf. So we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the answers that are already there for us, Lord God. And we give you, Lord, the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet William Richards.
Father, we in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Knowing, Father, you are God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. Father, you are the God that ruled in the affairs of men. And you are our Abba, Father, and we say, hallowed be your name tonight. We give you glory and praise, Father, as the Redeemer of the Lord, that, Lord, you would dispatch your angels, Father, ministering angels, to minister, Lord, to our heads tonight, Lord. Even Master Prophet Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, even Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess Mother Mary Berrien, Father, and the entire Jordan and Berrien family. We lift up the Zoe family before you, Father, even the entire, Lord, members of the home, my God, which is home. Father, we just give you glory and praise for your ministering angel assigned. Even now, Lord, she's on, Lord, reworkable and reconnected, Father, in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we assign your angels, my God, to take charge in every area, my God, every from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore. In the name of Jesus, we raise up a standard, we raise up a hedge, my God. Even when enemies shall come in, Father, we decree like a flood, your spirit will raise up a standard against him, my God, against every sickness, disease, infirmity. In the name of Jesus, beloved, we decree that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us, my God. We decree, my God, open doors tonight in the name of Jesus, even to the globalization of the prophetic. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise for your covering, Father, of your blood, the covering, my God. Father, that, Lord, we enhance, my God, even in Zoe ministry, even through your men servant you and your lady servant, Father. We give you the glory and the praise for all things and every family that you're touching tonight on this line, my God, that you are protecting, Father. Even when they're traveling by land, by air, by sea, you will be our eternal refuge and underneath your everlasting arms. We thank you and we praise you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And Lord Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that you would have your way. Lord God, we pray that you would have your way over our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and our souls, Lord God. But we lift up those who are in need of your supernatural healing, Lord God, today, Lord God. But we touch the Cooper family, touch the Bostic family, and touch all those who are lifting up in prayer tonight, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way in our finances, in our relationships, in our businesses, Lord God, in our marriages, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. Lord, tonight we pray, Lord God, that you would hear our cry, that you would hear our cry. And Lord, tonight I pray for my family. I pray for my grandmothers who have both now passed and gone away. Lord God, I pray for my father and my mother, Lord God, that you would just keep them in this season and know that this is just a transition. Lord God, that you are transitioning us into a new season. Lord God, I pray that they would just lean on you like never before, that they will find solace in your word, solace in your love and in your miracles that you've already done in our lives, Lord God. I pray that you would make yourself known like never before in this time and in this season, such as now, Lord. And I extend this prayer over my siblings, Lord God. I pray for my siblings, wherever they may are, they may be at this midnight hour, Lord. I pray that you would touch them in their sleep. Lord God, the angels of protection be upon them, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would even touch those who are overseas in God. And Lord God, I'm just praying, supernatural prayer over the family tonight. Lord God, that you would hear my cry. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, that you allow us to be connected to the prophetic. Lord, I pray that the prophetic and our prophetic words manifest like never before in this season, Lord God, that we would come to give you glory in our actions and through our bodies, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that in this season, Lord God, that we would trust you and that our faith would increase like never before. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in this season. Lord God, even in places of misunderstanding or confusion, Lord, just bring clarity of mind, clarity of vision, Lord God, and just keep us in this season, Lord God. Even those who don't have the strength to open their mouth, Lord, hear them in this midnight hour, Lord God, that you would answer our prayers. We thank you for the angels that have been dispatched upon us even now, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Linda Green. Prophetess Linda Green. Prophet Joshua Jordan. Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for your word says that where two or three are gathered together there I am in the midst of them. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing, Father, in each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you for touching your people, Father God, even now. Father God, we lift up each and every prayer request, Father. Father God, we know that your word says, Father, speak a thing and see it done, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. We thank you for the healing, Father, that you have over your people even now, Father God. We thank you for touching our sister, Father, Sister Aisha, Father Cooper, Father, as you continue to heal her, Father. We see her perfect, whole, and complete, Father God, even now. We thank you, Father God, for speedy recovery over Minister Stephen Bostic, Father God, and his family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for wisdom, Father God, that you're giving wisdom, Father God, which is the principal thing to your people, Father God, even now. We ask that you touch our parents, Father God, touch our elders, Father God, touch our siblings, touch our children, Father God, even now, Father God. Touch the public servants, Father God. Touch our communities, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you for favor at the workplace, favor, Father God, in our travels, favor in the banks, favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the divine hedge of protection. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Antoinette. Prophetess Antoinette Harris. Prophetess Bethany Jordan.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name up even now, Father God. Father, touch our families. Touch our siblings, Father God. Touch our parents. Touch our elders even now, Father God. Touch our children, Father God. Father, lead us and guide us. Allow us to complete and do your will, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Father God, allow your healing and anointing to begin to overtake each and every one of us, Father God. Father God, cover us. Cover us as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us even now, Father God. Father God, cover our children even now, Father God. Father, and allow wisdom to flow through us. Your wisdom, Father God. Allow what we say and what we share, Father. Allow your agape love to shine through us even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to dream innovative dreams even now, Father God. Allow us to persevere, Father God. Allow the entrepreneurs to shine forth and step into your anointing and into your will even now, Father God. Father God, allow your favor to reign and grace us even now, Father God. Your grace is sufficient, Father God. Let no weapon formed against us prosper even now, Father God. Father, allow no sickness to have a stake in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are and for this opportunity to begin to lift your name on high. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Father God, in name. Graham. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the prayers that went up tonight already, Father. Father, look upon everyone that's on this call tonight, dear Lord. Bless them, Father. Bless those that's listening, dear Lord, and bless those that was not able to make it, Father God. And, Lord, we lift up Aisha to you this morning, dear Lord, as she's in the hospital preparing for her surgery, dear Lord. Let the doctors be camped around her. Guide their hands, Father God. Let the angels be camped around them, Father God. And we thank you. We speak healing, dear Lord, to her situation. And, Lord, look upon those that called in for prayer overseas, dear Lord. Look upon those. Look upon those that's on the call for healing tonight, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a financial breakthrough, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a financial blessing in their money, Father God. Look upon those that's going through, Father God. Look upon those that need to hear a word from you, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Father, look upon our children, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Give them peace, dear Lord. Give them peace in everything that they do, Father God. Keep them in their right mind, dear Lord. Keep them focused in their schoolwork as they prepare to take their tests, dear Lord. They are taking the citywide tests, dear Lord. School is getting ready to end, Father, but we lift our children up to you, Father God, that all will be passing with high grades, dear Lord. Those that's in college, dear Lord, will pass with high grades, dear Lord. Touch the minds, dear Lord Jesus, and keep our children safe, Father God. Let the angels be camped around them, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God. Look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Touch her in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to give her strength, dear Lord. Continue to keep her in her right mind, Father God. Look upon our deacons. Look upon our ministers, dear Lord. Look upon all the saints at Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon the people that's homeless, Father God. I lift them up to you, Father God, that they would be in their right mind, Father, that shelter would come for these people that's standing out here that don't have a job, dear Lord, those that's out there that's fainting every day, Father God, because what's going on in the United States, dear Lord. Father, we lift up our president. We lift up the Republicans and the Democrats, our councilmen, anyone that's in high office, dear Lord. We lift up every last one of them, Father, that they will make the right decisions, dear Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your angels, dear Lord, that's camped around all situations, dear Lord. We decree and declare all will be well, Father God, in this season, dear Lord. Lord, we lift up prophecology, dear Lord, for 2017, that everyone would be touched, dear Lord. There will many blessings will come, Father God. And we thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, this is Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you again, God, of allowing us to just to say your name and to say thank you, God. To say, God, you are worthy to be praised, to exalt your name on high, God. Father God, we are standing on your word, God, and we thank you for each step that we take in this mighty journey you have granted each one of us. Father God, we know that it is your will for us to have the prosperous things in life, God. We know that is your will for us to live in whole and completeness, God. Father God, we ask that you touch our prophetess Aisha on tonight, God, and during her surgery, that everything will work itself out, God, to guide the doctor's hands, God. God, let Dr. Jesus be in the operating room, God, on tonight. Father God, we lift up our children, God, that you will favor them and you have the angels to protect them, God. Father God, we ask that you send your love and mercy to them, God. Father God, we lift up our teachers tonight, God. We lift up our policemen. We lift up our judges, God. We lift up all to you, God, for that you can bless them, God. Father God, we lift up our spouses, and we lift up our parents, God, and our and grandparents and great-grandparents, God. We lift up all to you, God. Father God, we ask that you bless each and everyone on this call, God, those that are have pressed and stepped their way and who is standing in the gap for someone else, God, that you will visit and answer them, God. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing in our life, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for the increase that you continue to bless in our life with every breath that we take. We thank you, God, for letting us be who we are, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to praise you, God. And with all of this, we say thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance, every request that were made on this call, on tonight, and during this time of prayer. Father, we lift it all up unto you, Father. And, Father, we thank you already in advance, Lord, because, Lord, we know that you already hear us when we pray and we call upon your name. Therefore, Father, I thank you and I decree in the name of Jesus that your healing will go forth to those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are oppressed, those that are depressed. Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now. And, Father, we pray that you would touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, we thank you right now. Jesus, the healer, will go forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your healing power on this call tonight, Father. Heal relationships, Father. Heal families. Heal businesses. Father, heal our land. Heal our churches. Heal our communities, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, even as we move forth on this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that whatsoever we touch, Father, it will be healed and it will prosper through your name and for your glory. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we step and start this new day that we are in, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, for divine protection and safety in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we move forth on this day, Father, let this day be a day of great prosperity, a day of great breakthroughs for the lives of your people, Father. Father, we say move like only you can move. And, Father, we say have your way in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we leave our places to go about our day-to-day involvement. Father, let us leave our homes and our places where we are residing. Father, let us leave those places with our mind on you. Stay on you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the work that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Father God, that you're perfecting everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Father, we will not walk in fear. We will walk in the strength and in the power of your name and of your glorious working, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're doing, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we see all of everyone that are sick, perfect, whole, and complete, because you said, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Therefore, Father, we lay claim and we stand upon your word concerning our dear sister Aisha and those that are sick and those that are sick. Father, we pray and we thank you that you're lifting them up by your word and by your power in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for every household that's represented, Father. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you strength because, Lord, we know that you are in control and you make no mistakes. Therefore, Father, we so humbly thank you and praise you and lift your name up, saying thank you for everything in advance because, Father, we know that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Therefore, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're prophet's name. I'm going to decrease so that you can increase, give forth the announcement. Once again, we want to thank the family of God, everyone that's on this call. Staying on, don't quit, keep on keeping on. I know we had some challenges earlier, and we are looking into getting another phone line that will be totally dedicated to praying because I'm reminded, as the scripture said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we're going to hear from heaven. I see breakthroughs. I see miracles all around God's people, and I just give God praise because this is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice therein. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to say thank you all, and thank you to you, Pastor Deborah, for allowing us and to join and put this together, for allowing us to pray together as a family. I want to say thank you, God, to all you guys that came on the line. Please, you can submit your any prayer request right on PastorDeborahJordan.com. Also, is there any announcement from any other company or prophet? Please, you can do your announcement. Amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Yes,
how you doing? Good evening, everyone. Please do not forget to enroll for the Book of the Month Club. The phone number is 888-831-0434. Please enroll in the Book of the Month Club. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. And the Book of the Month Club is for Prophecology, Summer Prophecology 2017. You do not want to miss it. Definitely, you want to be there at the place called there. Also, we have a Pop Life radio show we're already on Friday. We have the checkup from the neck up with our prophetess, Cheryl Clark, who's going to be teaching. She teaches on psychology and mental health, and she's a licensed. So come on onto this call. You can meet us right back at this conference call on tonight. And Pastor Janice, if you are on in the background, just give me a quick message if we have an early morning conference call. Okay.
No, Pastor Naomi, I don't think we have early morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Janice. So just stay tuned and check your email and keep your phone close to you. You will know when it's time for us to join together. All right, family, we love you and we thank you and have a good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night, everybody.